is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And as always tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us, by the way, on our website. The brand new FTL 2.0 website launched this year allows you to actually influence the stuff that we talk about on these very airwaves. You go and you vote up and vote down the show prep suggestions, news stories, videos, various other things, blog posts. You vote it up, vote it down, and then the most popular stories, the most popular items will make it to the front page of our site. Of course, you can also submit your own. It's all free at freetalklive.com. By the way, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate tonight, WKHM 970 AM in Jackson, Michigan. So we've got two Jacksons now. We've got the Jackson, Mississippi, and the Jackson, Michigan. Charleston, West Virginia, Charleston, South Carolina. I don't think there are any other Charlestons, at least, that that are noteworthy, but there's one more Jackson, and we're actually working on that.
Where's that?
Tennessee.
Oh.
So
if I were king, I would change all of this. This whole idea of replicating the names over and over again, it's confusing. I mean, when somebody from, say, Naples or Venice, Florida, mm-hmm. refers to going to Naples or Venice, it's a little confusing to the Italian people.
Yeah.
You know, I
up
think
here in New England, there's a Manchester everywhere.
With the breadth and the depth and the beauty of the English language, you got to name Manchester, New Hampshire after Manchester, England. Mm-hmm. They couldn't have come up with anything else. New Hampshire's just full of towns that are named after other places in the world.
Maybe
Milan?
You would
Lebanon?
Think that, you would think
Berlin?
That back then that vocabulary would be a little bit more expanded than it is today with the advent of...
It was
of,
the Enlightenment period.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, welcome to our listeners in Jackson, Michigan to WKHM. Our number here is 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, back 5 years ago, kind of there was a hallmark issue for Free Talk Live was the war on drugs, as far as a discussion that was had on a relatively frequent basis on this program. And I would still say it's probably up in the top five as far as things that you tend to hear about.
It is your favorite thing to talk about.
Corrupt cops, war on drugs, kind of that whole realm. But I think that within the last few years, at least, the immigration issue has really become the top issue that we talk about on this program. Would you agree with that?
It's certainly a divisive one. We take a position that is entirely different than the vast majority of the United States. I've heard that the numbers as high as 80% believe that there's something wrong with immigration and needs to be done. Now, I think that's a twisted number, because I do think that there's something wrong with our immigration system in the United States, and I think some
federal government.
Yeah, something needs to be done. However, I think that what I want done is entirely different than what the vast majority of people want done. I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, and that would be the hallmark of a free country. However, I think that there are some problems with the country, and I don't think that we have an immigration problem as much as we have, say, a welfare problem, and a problem with forcing hospitals to give treatment to people that may not need it or and certainly aren't going to pay for it.
The problem is force, as it always is, and that's what they all come down to. It's all the issues that are discussed on this program really boil down to. I was asked on a local radio show this morning if I think that government is evil, and I said that my answer is that, I think that what's wrong is force. I think that's what the problem is. The problem is people are trying to force their particular set of beliefs or their viewpoint on others, and the government is this tool of violence that they can use to do that. So with the war on drugs, it's a group of do-gooders trying to force everybody to stop taking drugs. And what are we going on, four decades now with the war on drugs?
When you couple your good idea, whatever that good idea is, feeding the poor or, whatever, a better governing system or eradicating a particular bad group of people from the planet, whatever that good idea is that you think that you have, when you couple that with the force of government, that's when you have evil. That's when evil has truly, I guess not the force of government, force in general.
Force period. Yeah.
When you are willing to hurt, incarcerate, and kill people that disagree with you because they disagree with you and will not go along with your plan. That's evil. And that's what government is.
Yeah, and you're going to find that
now,
there
I'm not
are
saying that
problems.
We should dismantle government tomorrow. I think that people have grown up with this paradigm, and I think we need to peel the onion, and I think that there's some
really
peels.
You can't do it much of it any other way until it crashes and burns, and well, the onion will
They always do. Governments always do. I think that with our tiered governmental system in the United States, that crashing and burning isn't going to be the same as it has been in other places, though.
We shall see, I suppose, because it's really only going to be a matter of
time. The United States government is spending itself into illiquidity very, very quickly, and I don't know what's going to happen once the dollar is devalued to.
Well, they've got some tricks. They've got some tricks up their sleeve. You can guarantee that. But nonetheless, the issue is really force, and when you use force on human beings who are otherwise peaceful. It's okay to use force in response to force. It's okay to, you know, defend your family if somebody attacks you, or defend your property if somebody's trying to destroy something. There's a certain continuum there as far as what's appropriate. And of course, if a little girl's dancing on the daisies out in front of your house, it's inappropriate to come out and shoot her. So you have to use force that's sort of concomitant to the force that is being used against you. But with the government, it's always aggressive force. With the government, it's always. They are telling people how to live their lives, and there are certain problems that come into play when, I mean, beyond the moral issue of using force or aggressing against others, there are consequences, unintended consequences that come from using force. And so, Mark, you were mentioning welfare because we talked about immigration briefly there, and there's news out of Arizona that people are very excited about. But the welfare issue is using force to take money from the productive people, and then essentially give it to mostly bureaucrats, because mostly the welfare money goes to the bureaucrats administering the program. But after they take their cut,
70 cents on every welfare
60,
dollar.
70 cents. It's a lot.
It depends on the welfare program, but I mean, and certainly 70% is getting, it's one of the higher numbers.
So they use force to take the money in the first place, and then because they've got money that's not theirs and they're not accountable for, and they can just take as much as they want, they spend it however they want, and there are certain problems that come from that, like the welfare mentality or the entitlement mentality.
People on welfare for generations.
Sure.
That's not what the intention was. The intention was to help out people that needed some help. And the best, and I'm yeah. for that. The best
Me
way
too.
To do that is through charities and a free market. I don't mean to use
right,
some capitalistic
term. Right, but no one's proposing
term.
That. No one is proposing in the political system, Republicans and Democrats, nobody is proposing to abolish the government forced wealth redistribution system. They're just not – that proposal is not on the table, and nor will it be. So the force continues on, and these consequences continue building. They continue to mount. As you say, more families and people get hooked for generations on this money – and they become more wards of the state than they have ever been, and that contributes to crime, and that contributes to problems, and poverty continues.
Right. A lack of productivity.
Right, and so there are all kinds of there's fallout from every instance of the use of force. You look at the war on drugs.
Destruction of the family, too.
There's that. And of course, the war on drugs has resulted not in less or
fewer people using drugs, huh? Really?
No, there are more drugs now than there ever were in the past, and there's no reduction in the demand for drugs. No matter how many people they put in jail every year, no matter how many people they bust, there's never a reduction in demand.
Right. If you catch a burglar, the burglaries in town go down. If you catch a serial killer, the killings in town go down.
Mm-hmm.
If you catch a drug dealer and throw him in jail, you've created a job opportunity for the next guy who wants to come along and sell drugs.
Plus, it's hard to catch the burglar when you're out busting kids for pot.
Right. And it's more lucrative with the drug seizure laws that they have in the United States.
Forfeiture.
Right, the asset forfeiture laws that they have that go along with the drug war. It's far more lucrative for police departments to go after drug dealers and drug users and all that other stuff and people that, you know, their families, and just take their assets without trial.
So you look at the war on poverty, there's more poverty. You look at the war on drugs, drug use hasn't gone down. Drugs have become more dangerous in many ways. And those are just a couple examples of how force on the part of the government, in this case, aggressive force, has problems, creates problems. Of course, the fact that drugs are prohibited means that the criminals out there that aren't government, the other criminals, the criminal gangs and such are the ones that that traffic in those products. And so you hear people complaining about, oh, there's violence at the border. you know, illegal drugs. Well, it's because the drugs are illegal is why there's violence attached to it. How many times do you see, you know, the beer companies, the beer manufacturers having shootouts?
No.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got the Arizona details coming up here, but you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can...
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 and visit our website. We've got a lot of features there. And we give them to you, including archives. So if you have missed a moment of the show, you needn't fret. They're right there on the front page of the site. freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go into the podcast and go all the way back to the beginning of 2009, all free for you at freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, by the way, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away. Enjoy. freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to make a major purchase in your life, whether it's a house or a car in the next couple of months, one thing you need to do before that is to get your credit cleaned. I mean, if you've got any kind of derogatory credit, be it foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, collections, late payments, and you don't even know what's on your credit report, most people don't, go to cleaningcredit.com. They have a very affordable program. I think it's $60 a month to that they will – and you don't have to keep going on and on and on. It's for however long you want to do it. They will clean your credit up and get those dispute those derogatory credit reports. And get them taken off, and that will save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan or the major purchase that you're going to be making. They've been part of the Better Business Bureau for more than 6 years, and I think that's important for any company that's claiming to do things in the credit field these days. It's cleaningcredit.com.
We go to your phone calls here, but we started out the show talking about, we actually touched a number of issues, war on drugs, war on poverty, but overarching it all, immigration, overarching it all is how it is that force creates unintended consequences. There's some news out of Arizona that a lot of people are getting very excited about, and I think that personally it's frightening news. If we get a chance, we'll tell you a little bit more about that here. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Wes, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Wes, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, I was just wondering if you knew anything about K2.
This is a product that is available online, is probably in some head shops.
It's lawn clippings with weed juice, marijuana juice sprayed on them, right?
Yeah, I don't know what herb it is. There's some sort of herbal mixture in there that has a synthetic version of THC, some sort of synthesized THC similar or something that's similar to THC sprayed on it, basically. And the news reports about it suggest that it's very dangerous and that people have been getting sick from smoking it, but we know that the news isn't the most honest. I don't know what people's experiences have been. I have not.
I don't want synthetic anything sprayed on something I'm going to smoke. If I'm going to smoke something, you know, so if I'm going to combust vegetative matter. Mm-hmm.
You want to do it natural.
Yeah, I'd like to have that regular old vegetative matter. Thank you.
So, I mean, it sounds to me, Wes, like you don't know. I mean, you've never tried it. Do you know anyone who has?
No, I actually have, and that's why I was calling in, because I think it's kind of amazing that it's legal. I mean, it almost feels exactly like getting high.
Well, I'm not going to claim that it is legal. They may claim that. I wouldn't.
It's legal. Now, it's being outlawed in a few places, as I understand it. I'm not going to say I know for sure. I think Kentucky or something like that. So, I mean, do you have to smoke as much as regular marijuana? What would you compare it to on as far as the marijuana quality scale? Is it low grade, mid grade, high grade? What would you say?
High grade. Yeah. Seriously. It's weird.
Are you on it right now?
Maybe.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Rod is in Miami. You're on Free Talk Live listening to WFTL. Hello, Rod.
What's going on?
What's on your mind?
All right, you guys were just talking about the that fake weed. That's what I call it.
Yeah, K2.
It's weed, like it is, and then like it just has no natural THC on it. It has a chemical called JWH018, and it's like a synthesized makeshift different sort of weed. You know, it's mm-hmm. really nothing. I've smoked it myself, nothing. And it kind of gives you like that self-conscious feeling for like half an hour. It's to be completely honest, it's nothing compared to the real thing.
So you disagree. So then you disagree with Wes, who says he thinks it's very similar. You're saying not at all.
Well, I mean, I live in Miami, man. I mean, when it comes to looking for bud, it's like that's really not a problem. You know,
I'm not sure that Miami has the bud.
They've got more bud in Miami than they do in Indy. I think that's fair to say. It comes into Miami.
All right,
that's one of the main.
They grow marijuana all over the United States.
Yes, they grow it everywhere, but there's a tremendous amount that comes into Miami.
All right, it's not like I've ever shipped the stuff.
Rod, your thoughts?
It's ridiculous. It's not a problem to find it, but then when you have kids that want to, that can't buy it, can't find it, they look for the legal stuff, and that's usually what they buy. I don't know if you remember, but a year and a half ago, more or less, they illegalized salvia. And
yes. It depends on where.
Like,
some places.
It may not be illegal in Florida. I don't know.
Yeah, it's around here it's illegal. I have a friend that lives in Minnesota, and it's legal over there.
That's a bummer.
And it was like a sort of like a miniature DMT trip. It was like a small, like tripping out for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that. But that's what people were buying for a while. And then they illegalized that. Now, personally, I wouldn't say that it's a danger, salvia or the JWH, but it is legal. You know, I mean, just like beer is legal, you know, so it's like, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, I think ever since they illegalized salvia and now they're eventually going to illegalize this new fake weed. Let me tell you something,
yes,
man. Like I said, I live in Miami. A lot of kids will be taking, you know, Xanax, will be taking cold medicine. Mm-hmm. This week, 10 kids in Miami overdosed on a bunch of cold medicine. I think it was triple C's, and they all just got super sick off of it. And
it's so sad. If they could just get their hands on some weed, I mean, then they might be less likely.
Right. Nobody dies from smoking too much weed. People die all the time from drinking too much alcohol or taking too many pills or anything like that.
Seriously, it's like, my God, I should just become a, you know, pot dealer. I actually feel like I'm making it safer for these kids. You
it's
know?
Truth. It's, like, it's the truth, Ron. You're absolutely right about that. And of course, there are also kids that do things really crazy, like huffing. I mean,
God, it's awful.
That is why
that'll eat your brain up.
Horrible. Yeah. Kids come up nowadays. I mean, I'm not that much of an older kid. I can't really say that I'm older than I know, but like I've seen the stupid things that they do. And honestly, you know, trying to make each other faint. You know, like choking yourself until like you faint, and then that's the fun part. Like that makes no sense to me. You know, I mean, it's like all these weird fads. You know,
this is what we're talking. It goes right back into what we were talking about in the first segment, and that is the consequences of using force against people. So they're forcing people in this case to not do something that they otherwise would have an interest in doing, making
of course
a little bit more difficult for them to get their hands on it. Not that it's really hard for kids to get their hands on weed, but some of them, you know, they just don't have the connections.
And so
it forces them sort of as an alternative to find something else, to go out into the garage and grab some paint thinner. And that's really scary.
Of course. It's you know, I've always, ever since I've, you know, I'm a big fan of Hunter S. Thompson, and there's a lot of, you know, inclination with drugs and things like that. And, you know, it used to be, you know, kids running around on shrooms or, you know, buying beer, you know, smoking the joint, whatever. And then it's like, now it's like even Hunter Thompson would say it's so weird now because, you know, there's no way to stop it. There's no way to stop the evil now. You know, it's like kids will find kids and any, you don't even have to be a kid. You can, they can all find alternatives to what they get, prohibited. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
Ron,
you know,
I do. I thank you so much for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The truth is, if you want to reduce the amount of harm that is done to kids that are trying drugs, the best thing you could do is to legalize or decriminalize them. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is this destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam and a chat room all built in the same page, so you can watch and listen to the show as well as interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, and it's all totally free at freetalklive.com. Excuse me, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com to go straight to the cam page, brought to you by memorydealers.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
If you want to give your baby a head start, you can teach your baby to read beginning as early as 3 months old. It's easy and fun to do with the Monkey See, Monkey Do reading kit. And the best part is it's risk-free since they have a one-year money-back guarantee. Order now, get free shipping. We at my house recently began this program and with my son, and he loves it. He's not 3 months old. He's two, and there's been a language explosion in my house because of this video. I firmly believe it's because of the video, and I recommend it for your house. BabyReadingKit.com. That's BabyReadingKit.com. It's amazing.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Going to Chris, listening in Tampa to WFLA. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Chris, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I had a comment I wanted to lead off with, and it doesn't tie into the main comment, but I'll get into that. That last caller you had from Miami,
yes,
who is obviously a pothead. I mean, you know, he made no bones about saying that.
Well,
I, for one, do not agree at all that marijuana should be legalized or,
well, why?
You know, any illegal
why?
Substance.
Why would you want to throw your friends and your family members in jail cells?
Well, but the point I'm making is you got people that'll spout off all day long and run their mouth about, oh, yeah, man, I'd use this for medicinal purposes. No, you wouldn't.
Well, I use it for recreational purposes.
Most of them,
you're talking to a pot smoker.
Well, what I'm saying is now
you want to have me thrown in a cage.
Say again?
You want to have me and some of likely your friends and family members thrown into cages. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. You say thrown in a cage.
How about placed? How about gently placed in a cage?
Okay. The point I'm making is if you're out doing something you shouldn't be doing anyway.
Wait a minute. Isn't that what you want?
What? I want you thrown in a jail cell?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I mean, if you're out there doing something you don't need to do.
Why do I not need to?
Well, hold on. Lots of people do things recreationally that they may not need to do.
Right.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Answer my question, please. Do you drink alcohol?
No, I do not drink alcohol.
Okay, do you think that people that drink alcohol recreationally should be thrown in jail?
But you're comparing apples to oranges.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Why is alcohol an apple?
Alcohol is more dangerous.
Yeah, alcohol is far more dangerous
than
marijuana.
No, I'm not. Now, hold on to that. Casually drinking alcohol, if you're not going out getting snockered drunk and driving drunk and all this other stuff, no, I don't think a person that casually drinks alcohol should be thrown in jail.
Do you believe that there are people that casually smoke pot?
Say again?
Do you believe that there are people who casually smoke pot?
There may be. I don't know what the actual
there are millions of them.
And we're not talking about people who are driving cars while stoned. We're not talking about people who are driving cars while drinking alcohol. We're talking about drinking alcohol. Do you think that the activity of drinking alcohol should be illegal in the same way that the activity of smoking marijuana...
Okay, let me just say it like this. Let me break it down like this.
Break it down.
Anything in excess, whether it be alcohol, pot, or anything else, pornography, I think they should all be prosecuted.
Okay, so define excess.
Well, excess, like I told you, if a cat's going out there drinking, they're having DUI after DUI after DUI. First of all, they pose a menace to themselves,
You're equating DUIs with drinking, and that is a fallacious statement.
There are millions of Americans.
You shouldn't drive while tired. Do you sleep every night? I mean, for God's sakes, don't do these things together.
Let's not talk about DUIs. Let's not talk about putting people in danger. Let's just talk about people at home drinking or smoking pot, okay? So what is too much?
Well, what is too much? Like I said, I just explained to you what was too much when
it comes
to drinking.
I don't want to talk about that. So are you saying that
that people should be able to smoke as much marijuana as they want as long as they don't get in cars? I agree with you.
No, obviously a reason, and you're probably going to say the government's closed-minded and small-minded for not legalizing it, but the thing about it, there's usually a reason something's illegal.
Yeah, here's the reason.
It's not just because...
Do you know what the reason is? Do you know?
I don't suspect you know what the reason is.
Do you know what the reason is? Marijuana is illegal.
Do what now?
Do you know what the reason is as far as why marijuana was made illegal?
Well, first of all, it's probably because there's a lot of people out there who would abuse the privilege if it was, get a hold of it.
No, because hemp makes really cheap paper. That's why it's illegal.
Yeah,
because people like William Randolph Hearst, who owned giant tracts of forest land, decided that, my trees won't be worth that much if people can continue to grow hemp.
Okay.
So,
anyway, look, I guess, on that note, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
You're just
wrong.
You're just ignoring history.
Because...
You choose not to look at history. You said, I guess, which means
I have not
researched this subject.
It means he's
speculating. I'm telling you what the facts are because I have researched this subject.
Here's what I recommend.
That's
now,
not agreeing
but
to disagree.
The point is, man, you're also biased because you do smoke it.
I don't smoke pot. Wait, whoa. I don't smoke pot. I'm not biased for that
reason. You're talking to two people.
I'm biased because I believe that people should be able to smoke pot because it is, compared to alcohol and cigarettes, far less harmful, and you take my money at the force of stealing, taking my house or throwing me in jail in order to prosecute this war on drugs, and I don't want that.
I'll be honest with you. I don't smoke, I don't drink, and never have, and I've never done a drug in my life. So,
congratulations.
You know what? When you're talking about any of the three listed activities or any others, honestly, if they all went away tomorrow, it wouldn't break my heart.
Right. Okay. Well, saying that people shouldn't do it is something entirely different than saying that people should be thrown in jail for doing it. Do you understand? I don't think that people should do lots of things. However, I'm not willing to throw them in jail for doing them.
All right. Well, look, first of all, I wanted to lead off with that statement by your last caller, and that is not my main point.
Okay. You better get to it, right now.
Say again?
You better get to your main point right now, then.
Got people holding.
All right. main point was I wanted to highlight, now this is a political topic, but I wanted to highlight Mr. Obama and his basically his idiocy and what he's doing to the economy, how he's trashing it.
Do you think that they should have thrown George Bush into jail for admitting that he had smoked
marijuana? I'm not talking about George Bush.
No, I'm asking you a question.
George Bush, I'm talking about...
We knew that George Bush did drugs. Do you think that they should have thrown him in jail once they found that out?
Okay, first of all, let's get off of the drug topic. I'm not
Now that it doesn't serve your interest.
Let's go with his topic, though. He wants to talk about Barack Obama and how he's ruining the economy. Now, how is it that Barack Obama is ruining the economy differently than how George Bush ruined the economy?
Well, first of all, when you're comparing how Obama's ruining it to the debt that Bush had on his watch, you're comparing apples to oranges, buddy. Obama has now amassed about $3 trillion.
Didn't they both wage the same war? Aren't they both in favor
George
of the
Patriot Bush
gave
Act? A whole bunch of money to those bankers. They gave a bunch of poor people's money to a bunch of rich people
And Obama's basically trashing the private sector, trashing small business.
Yeah.
How is that different, though? I mean, that's what they've always been doing. Are you trying to pretend like that wasn't going on 5 years ago?
Oh, I'm not saying it wasn't going on to a point. It's just now on a great grander scale than it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, fine.
You're talking about.
But that's a statement. That's a true statement. That would have been a true statement 5 years ago as well. If we were 5 years ago today and George Bush was in office, it would be a true statement to say that tyranny and oppression is going on a grander scale than it was during the Clinton administration.
Okay.
Same thing with Clinton compared to Bush.
First of all, what I'm trying to allude to here is, you know, all the Obama said he wasn't going to nationalize the automotive industry. He's done that. He owns about 61% of General Motors. He owns Chrysler. Said he wasn't going to do that. He said within his first year he was going to start pulling the troops out of Afghanistan. Well, hasn't happened.
No, he said Iraq.
I can go down a
He's a lying
politician. I can go down a laundry list.
Sure, I'm sure you could. He's a lying politician. He's a thug, just like George Bush. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. He's like George Bush III. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, you want to learn about the origins of marijuana prohibition? Great little comic book at adrugwarcarol.com. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Say goodbye to clogged gutters and the dangerous job of dangling from a ladder to clean them, and say hello to the gutter brush. I recommend this effective, affordable, do-it-yourself solution because it works. Imagine a giant cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutter, providing continuous 360-degree protection by blocking leaves and debris while allowing water to flow right through. Installation is as simple as sliding the gutter brush section into your existing gutter. It works with any roof or gutter type and doesn't require any tool for installation. Don't make another bad investment by spending thousands of dollars to keep your gutters flowing. In most cases, just the $300 to $400 will protect your entire home, and you can do it yourself. Trust me, this is a great product. Just visit gutterbrush.com today or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind, no matter how misinformed you are. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting out more radio stations around the country, bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. Hey, that's an original concept. Well, at least it seems to be in talk radio, the land of talk radio. All these so-called freedom-loving talk show hosts wouldn't know freedom if it batted them right in the face. So head on over to amp.freetalklive. Not that freedom would do something like that. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative payment options as well. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only commercial-free podcast, and more. Go and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like the fact that search engines are out there selling your information to third parties and, in many cases, giving it over to the government for whatever their purposes are? Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. There's even a proxy link beneath each search result that you can use, and you normally have to pay for that on the internet, and you can surf that site completely anonymously. It's startpage.com. It's third-party certified, startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever it is that you want. Going first to, I believe we have Matthew with us. Matthew in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Is that you, buddy?
Hey, Matthew. Hello? You're on the air.
I am on the air. This is Matthew. Who was that last hillbilly you had on the phone?
I don't know. He's from Florida.
He's from Florida. He's from another place in Florida than I am.
So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that America should really think twice about what they're doing and legalize it and end the wars at the borders. America should look to the Netherlands and see what their success has been last 10 years.
You don't see the cities on the borders of the Netherlands ate up with war and killing and gang activity?
Absolutely not. The government has made a fortune off of it, And crime has been reduced by 60% in the country.
Look to Portugal.
Drug-related crimes.
Look to Portugal. They recently, last decade or so? I don't recall the details, but they decriminalized possession of small amounts of all drugs, and they've had tremendous level of success.
Yeah, and that's pretty consistent throughout Europe, everywhere in Europe. It's really decriminalized. You might receive a traffic citation for possession of a small amount. People don't go to jail. People don't lose their jobs, and they don't become dependents on the system.
Well, thank you.
In a jail over possession of marijuana.
Yeah, I'm with you, Matthew.
And
thanks for the call. I appreciate
marijuana with alcohol. I mean, there's just no comparison.
There is no comparison. And Mark was not exaggerating earlier when he said no one dies from smoking pot. It's true. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Well, people may have made some bad decisions while under the influence of marijuana and died. But the numbers, even if you took those into account, wouldn't be comparative to the people that make bad decisions under alcohol and die from it.
Let's continue.
And kill other people.
Daniel is in Charleston listening to WSC-FM. Daniel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Daniel, going once. Daniel, I hear somebody.
No, my name's Tom. I'm in Boston.
Well, sorry about that, Tom. I guess you're on.
Yeah. By the way, I'm age 50. I smoked pot during high school. That was during the Carter years. Can you blame me? And I haven't smoked it since. And for me, it was not a pleasant experience. However, that was my experience. I think it should be legalized in this country because it'll do one thing.
Mm.
It will take the criminal element out of it, and you can't legislate morality. The fellow that called two callers previous to me reminded me of a cartoon character out of one of those Tom and Jerry shows back in the 60s. So I'm showing my age. But I wouldn't insult him because he's got a southern accent, but he did not know what he was talking about when it came to marijuana, why it was illegal.
Yeah.
They made it illegal back in the 1930s because hemp competed with nylon. DuPont Chemical did not want competition.
Also, Hearst didn't want competition for his newspaper, so
right.
It was also
but,
DuPont
but
and
let's,
the
let's
paper
go back. Let's go back 230 years ago when Congress required American farmers to grow hemp. Why? They did not want to import paper from other countries, so we wanted to be self-sufficient. So
right. Both the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence are written on hemp. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous that this country would outlaw the plant that its founding documents, one rhetorical, the actual founding document, are written on.
Right. The purpose of my call is the immigration debate and mainly the illegal immigration. And I am one of those people that has a deport illegal aliens on my bumper sticker.
Oh, boy. Well, we were in agreement until now. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a white male married to an African-American female. She's dark-skinned, so
what's that have to do with anything?
Well, usually what happens with white males like me when we get in the immigration debate, first thing people think of, oh, he's a racist. Well, no, I'm not.
Okay.
But you know something? We've let in a lot of people into this country.
Who's we?
We, our people, our government.
Oh.
Okay?
Well, I don't consider myself
part of
that.
We turned a blind eye to it, all right? And what we've done in the process of this is basically send a message to the rest of the world. You know what? Just
give us your poor. Give us your downtrodden. Give us hungry, yearning to be free.
Yeah,
you know that
you know
one that we wrote on the statue? Is that the message we're sending?
Yeah, well, you know something? We had immigration control from around the 1920s to around the mid-1960s where we limited the amount of legal immigrants to come to this country, where we enforced our laws.
Well, no, that's not accurate though, because they didn't have like border checks. That the whole southern border was wide open. People wandered across if they wanted to. Yeah, there were laws, but how were they couldn't be enforced on our brothers to the south, or even for that matter, the Canadians to the north. I mean, you're talking about huge unenforced borders.
Okay, so here's the problem that we have today in 2010. We've got illegal immigrants that are in fact depressing wages in this country, okay? And please don't start the crap about where you're not going to get white people to pick lettuce, because white people used to pick lettuce, okay? Roofing, okay? Go to
I'll
pick
prices.
Your lettuce for you, dude, but I
no,
need to
we
get
o- we o- we o- well, hang on. We only need a few hundred thousand farm workers a year. That's all we need. We don't need 13 million, and that's a problem. And our social
they're not all working on farms, dude.
Well, you know something? When I was a kid growing up, all right, poor white kids like me used to work in restaurants washing dishes, okay? Mm-hmm. For whatever reason now, okay, you can't find those jobs anymore. You go into the back of a restaurant, and they're immigrants that are doing those jobs.
Right.
And why is that? Because we flooded the market.
The vast majority of white people in this country, if you want to talk about ethnicities, have risen above that station in life. We aren't getting white immigrants into this country anymore.
Do you know why that is? And do you know why that is?
Because the government has stifled the free market to the point that there's no point in them leaving their other country?
Well, the government has not allowed white Europeans to come to this country. I happen to have a sister-in-law who's from Scotland who's here legally. And do you know the hoops and everything she had to do?
Yes, it's crazy. So why are you in favor of that?
Yeah, so why would you want to do that to somebody else?
I said illegal immigration, not legal, okay?
I thought you were talking about the hoops of legal immigration. Wait a minute, Tom. Weren't you just talking about the hoops that she had to go through to immigrate legally?
To immigrate legally to this country, they had to hire an attorney and spend tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It's crazy. Why would you support that being forced on people? Why would you support that?
Because we need to have controls on who can come and go here.
Who is we?
We, the American workers, okay?
So you're a protectionist then, right?
Absolutely, I'm a protectionist.
Should we import products from other countries too? Should free Americans be allowed to import products from other countries, or would you like to get involved in their business too?
Well, let's put it this way: what good did NAFTA do this country? What
NAFTA
good
isn't anything
what,
about freedom.
Hang on, answer
you can't
my
get
question.
Freedom out of a 1,000-page document, dude.
Right? As long as there are any government
freedom means stay out of my business. It doesn't mean write 1,000 pages about how I'm going to meddle in your business.
So basically, Tom, you're against the free marketplace then.
No, I'm not against the free
market. Oh, yes, you are. You're a protectionist.
I am in
you can't have it both ways, Tom. You can't have
it. Whoa. If we're going to have a dialogue, please don't step on me.
Tom, we've had you on the entire segment, dude. We've been having quite the dialogue. Look, you are either in favor of the free market or you're in favor of protectionism. You cannot have it both ways. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. It's the exact point I was making earlier today when I was having this out with somebody on a Facebook profile. Like, look, you can't be in favor of the free market if you want to control people. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.